The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. It's Friday, the 13th of March, as we're coming to you from two different locations. I'll be hosting from the Dallas offices, and Frank Bassett on the road once again, as he seems to be almost every week. He's at the Players' Championship, the TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, where all the drama has unveiled. I'm sure by now everybody's aware that the PGA Tour, along with NBA and XFL and NHL and everybody else, have postponed their seasons for the foreseeable future to see what's going to happen with the coronavirus and where we're at. And the Players' Championship got one round in yesterday and then decided, while they were making a decision about not having any fans for the rest of the weekend, then even changed that plan to canceling the rest of the tournament and deciding that they're just not going to play. And they won't play Valspar, and the next week the WGC match play in Austin, then Valero. So all the way through that, through basically the beginning of April up until the Masters, no more golf tournaments on the PGA Tour. Players, fans, nothing going on. And at that point, then, leading to the Masters, which, of course, is the 9th of April, which is the week that it starts, they'll decide what they're going to do and if the players are wanting to, can play, and if the circumstances have changed. So that's where we're at. A lot of drama going on all over the world, but certainly in our case, focus right there at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort, which is where Frank is sitting by. So, Frank, that's a mouthful, but I guess we've set the stage for where we're at in this week's golf tournament. How are you doing today?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. That was well said, Tim. It's been a long day, a long couple of days, a long night last night. You know, when Disney shut down, Universal shut down, SeaWorld, whatever, all that, all the baseball, basketball, all that, Jay Moynihan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, said it was just, he just extended a decision to the next level. And Michael Wan, I believe Tim said it most eloquently, that Michael Wan said it was the hardest decision I've ever had to make, shutting down, canceling these tournaments. But I would rather err with caution than not make that call and then something bad happens. He said they can just hammer me if they want to for doing this. But, okay, this is about caution, and this is about taking care of our players' families, extended families, volunteers, workers, everything, vendors. So, yeah, it's surreal down here. Now, where I am,
yeah, I'll bet
they've blown up here because a lot of the people can't go to the tournament now. It's over. They're all here playing golf on Long Point and
Amelia Island
Plantation Resort here at the Omni. So yeah, it's exploded here. Golfers coming off left and right now. People were out here at sunrise teeing up.
So it's been a drastic change for a lot of people. Even the travel part of it, the players we saw earlier this morning on Golf Channel, the guys are checking out, getting all their stuff out of their lockers, and not knowing exactly what they're doing. They're going home, wherever that might be. Some of them are European, so that's a whole factor if they're going to be able to get there and get back again, or have family that has to come here if they are going to play in the Masters. So a lot of things are still very, very much in the air when it comes to any sports, any activities that are going on. There's concerts that I was supposed to go to a concert Sunday here in Dallas. We're not sure whether or not that performer is going to perform. So it's affecting
everything,
almost every aspect of life as you walk around and decide, you know, what you can or can't do. It's really topsy-turvy kind of world. Now, the good news is, I guess if there is any good news, that reports early on this morning say that China is reporting that their issues and their problems that they've had with the coronavirus are diminishing and their numbers are getting smaller. So maybe that's a good sign, since that's where the epicenter was, that's where it started. Maybe it's shown that they're getting ahead of the game and maybe we'll be in the same condition. What I've heard, too, is that what Italy did, which was not considered, I guess, important enough to take drastic measures quickly enough, and it spread very quickly, that's why a lot of America is doing what it's doing, is to not fall into that same thing and say, okay, let's just be drastic now and try to limit as much contact as we can with people and not suddenly see a big jump in the number of cases of positive testing for the coronavirus. And maybe that'll limit it to within 30 days, 60 something, we'll have a control over this and life maybe gets back to normal. But it's in the meantime, Frank, it's a weird world we're living in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Again, I can tell you, it's surreal in Ponte Vedra. And talked to a good friend of ours this morning, Blaine Simmons, who is Jordan Spieth's best friend. And we're trying to, yeah. Blaine and Jordan, were thinking about coming up here and playing with us today, playing golf with me. And because Jordan didn't have a really good first round and he was going to go home.
Yeah.
But
he needs some practice.
Yeah, he needs some practice. Well, no, it'll come back. You know how much we like him. But they made the decision just to go home. So they jumped on the plane and they're gone. So a lot of the players cleaning out their lockers. It's just really weird. Now, what do the European players do? They can't go back.
Yeah.
So what are they going
to
do?
Well,
Rory McIlroy said it very well.
Not be able to get back this way.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy said it very well this morning. He was asked as he was going into the clubhouse to clean out his locker. They said, "So what are you going to do? Practice?" He said, "Practice for what?" He said, "There's no purpose to the practice. I don't know what tournament I'm working on certain shots for." So.
Yeah,
man, this is crazy. And but it's business as usual here, except for the precautions that the Omni Resort here at Amelia Island Plantation is taking with the cleanliness and just just being very 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 cautious.
Hand sanitizer.
I'm everywhere.
More of those located everywhere.
And it's spread out enough. You know, it's wide open spaces here, so we feel comfortable here. I'm not really worried.
Good.
Knock on wood, but I'm worried about some people we're
gonna,
who have it. So
we're going to talk with Mike Black. He's the director of golf there at Amelia Island. Also, Danny Leepers with the real estate division of the Omni Resort. And so we're going to have our show that we're doing now, as we set the stage, as we normally had it programmed to get everything included and business as usual for us, which includes our very first guest who we have lined up. We've been trying to coordinate his schedule to have him on the show here for the last few weeks, and that's Roger Lee, and I'll get to Roger in just a second, but we're talking about golf, Frank, and you and I have been talking about this for a while, and the use of CBD oil, and we've seen more and more golfers when both of us are at different tournaments, and a lot of times they have those little drop tinsters, what they're called, where they, and Phil Mickelson's one of the guys, I guess cameras are always on him, so that's why we see him more, would take the drops all the way through rounds on the fairways and whatnot, and it's CBD oil. People at first a year ago or 6 months ago wondering what that was. And that's indeed what it is, and it's twofold for a lot of golfers and a lot of people in general. Is it helps with inflammation, so aches and pains that we all feel, especially golfers in their elbows and shoulders and backs and whatever. But it also helps with anxiety, and you calm down, which right about now is a perfect thing.
pretty much.
We all need to calm down a little bit, and that's what CBD oil can help you with. So we've been wanting to talk about that on the show, and so Roger Lee joins us. He's with Dose of Hemp. And this is a product that he'll explain how it's made, how it's manufactured, the differences in CBD. And so people that aren't really sure about what it all is and how it's manufactured, Roger will explain that. But Dose of Hemp and doseofhemp.com is the website that the company's at that you can see their products. But Roger, it's a long introduction. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Well, great to be here. Thank you.
I thought Roger might have fallen asleep. That was a pretty long introduction.
Yeah, that was a long way to get to.
I have coffee
to saying Roger.
Oh God!
Yeah, I know. Keep you awake. So tell us what CBD oil in general is, and certainly Dose of Hemp. But give us some distinctions too, because people think of, the marijuana part of CBD versus what we're talking about. So tell people the distinction there and the benefits of it.
Well. Right. What we carry is a hemp-based CBD. There's hemp-based and then there's cannabis. Hemp-based is 100% legal across the United States. It's a completely different product than marijuana. What the hemp will do in the CBD, it's a calming factor that goes directly to the nerve reactors. And it basically calms your nerves, which helps send the pain signals and the anxiety signals to your brain. That's the calming process of CBD.
And what it does, too, is the inflammation is, it doesn't have to be just golf. We're talking golf, and Frank and I feel the pains, and a lot of golfers, especially as you get a little bit older, we feel the aches and pains that you can feel. But for anybody, if you work in your yard, if you do anything, inflammation is a huge part of our life. We just don't always know that we have the inflammation, but CBD oil has been proven to really diminish that. So, and I take it all the time before I play golf, even while I'm playing golf. You can see why a lot of guys in the tour play used it. It really does an amazing thing. You talk about it all the time. And when you, before you play, you take a couple of drops and it can kind of change your world as far as your aches and pains, can it?
It completely takes away your aches and pains. The product that I enjoy the most is our glutathione pain cream, which is mixed with glutathione and we infuse with CBD, which also it's an instant pain relief, and it's basically it's an all-day pain relief. I've used it on torn muscles, pulled muscles at 8, 9 in the morning, and I noticed at 9 p.m. at night, I still don't feel pain.
Send me a gallon.
Yeah, well, so we can do that.
Send me a gallon.
It's absolutely fantastic for backs, elbows, tennis elbow, joints, knees. It's a great product.
Tim's been raving about this, and I kept saying, well, Tim, send me some. Let me try some of that stuff. And, of course, he's hoarding it all, so there you go, Tim.
Yeah, Tim, tell Tim to share. I'll get some sent to you.
I'd love to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have pain.
You never have tried it, have you, Frank?
No, I've not tried it. We've been talking about it for a long time, and but you, some reason, forgotten my address, Tim.
What?
No, no.
One of the main issues that's in the CB world today is the level of testing, and basically professional companies against fly by night companies, and we're seeing a lot of less than quality product on the market, and it's reflected in the pricing. Our company, we own the farms, we own the manufacturing process, we own the distribution process. So we have a dirt to dose. We control everything to make sure that all the processes are put in place, so you won't have any surprises.
Which is important, Frank, because a lot of people aren't sure where it's manufactured, and that's some of their concern is, okay, what's really in this product? Because there is an aspect of some of it has too much, correct me if I'm wrong here, Roger, THC, which is more the hallucinogenic, the marijuana part. You've got to make sure you have a very low, if any, percentage of that. But that's part of the issue, Frank, is a lot of people have wondered, who's making this stuff? Where is it coming from before I really want to put it in my body?
Exactly.
Each of our products has a batch code stamped on the bottle. You can cross-reference on the website, and it will give a batch report to show you exactly what's in each bottle or each dropper.
Huh. Tim?
Hey, Frank, would you use it when you got it? It comes in flavors, too, right? Roger, you get, for the tincture part, the drops, if you will, it comes in, like, vanilla, lemon, I think, and peppermint.
Vanilla, peppermint, and lemon lime.
Vanilla and peppermint.
It tastes great.
As well as lemon lime. Kind of a margarita taste.
Yeah, I got to say, margaritas make me do crazy things in public. So even the thought of a margarita after what I've been through, I can tell you probably don't need to touch that one. But that's man, I'm definitely going to try that because my lower back, too. Anxiety, yes, every time I stand over a 10-foot putt. For triple bogey,
that's the other part about it too. We're talking with Roger Lee with Dose of Hemp. Doseofhemp.com is the website you can check it out at. But the part of it that's more psychological, if you will, Roger, as far as the anxiety, that's something a lot of people, especially golf, really need. You got that $50 putt. You got to try to make a shot over a pond or whatever. The fact that it can take away anxiety is really almost as important to my game. I mean, I don't know what I was using before. I think mostly just tried to get anger management classes. So I stopped throwing clubs. But CBD oil can really help in that factor too, can it?
Oh, it definitely calms your nerves. It calms the nerve reactors. It's a proven fact that it does that. So it's an excellent product. It's a great product to offset opioids. So many people are addicted to the opioids. Terrible stuff. Yeah. And I've known people that were addicted to it, and the creams and the tinctures will assist you with any type of opioid addiction.
Wow. Yeah. So, and it's 100% toxic free, Frank. It's U.S. grown. It's organic. It really is good stuff. It's been around for centuries. I mean, I think Native Americans have been using CBD in various forms and hemp for centuries, for a long, long time. And it's kind of just now getting into our culture. And maybe thanks to being able to see Phil Mickelson and other golfers using it, maybe gives people a sense of comfort to go, okay, it's working for the big boys and the guys that are using it. I can't tell you enough how much it's changed my world as far as the pain. I just don't feel any, and I didn't have major aches and pains. And Frank, you've talked about your back and everything.
Yeah, my lower
but
back.
It'll amaze you, I think, how much it'll relieve all of that and make your life different. Hmm. And Roger, am I not mistaken? You can also get it for your pets. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh, no. Here
Frank,
we go.
Bogey.
Bogey, the wonder dog.
Bogey.
My miniature schnauzer. We were just the tornadoes in Nashville came through. Well, it was right. Very close to our home, and Bogey was just a basket. I was afraid he was going to have a heart attack. He was shaking so hard and scared. So, yeah. Absolutely want to do that for Bogey, for sure.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. We offer pet treats and pet sprays. The spray works fantastic. You just spray a couple drops on their food, and it's a great calming process for the good old puppy dog.
Great. I'm all in on this one.
Yes.
All right, Roger. Give us the website one more time to let people know what and there's information on there too, right? And I think if I'm not mistaken, is there also someone you can talk to if you go to the website?
Yes.
You can ask questions online there too.
Definitely. We have chat capabilities on the website. The website is doseofhemp.com.
Got it. Okay.
Dose of Hemp, and yeah, you go right there, and I'm looking at it right now, and you can talk to someone if you have more questions, and we're answering for you right here. You can ask the questions that you want and look at all. And they have different dosages too, right, Roger? So you can get, if you need a little bit more in each tincture or less, different dosages and sizes as well,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we do. We offer different dosages of tinctures. We offer different dosages of pain creams as well.
Yeah. So you might need the ultimate, Frank.
Probably.
Yes. And get rid of all your pain and your tension.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We'll get a extra special batch for Frank.
There you go.
Put a little extra hemp in there for you, Frank. But I promise you, Frank, I will get.
Chief, what's in that peach pipe?
a little extra hemp. I'll make sure you do get some, Frank, because it. I've been hoarded it. I mean, you know, Roger sends me a little bit. I get a little bit here and there, but yeah, it's kind of golden to me. I don't have a warehouse full of this stuff, but I'll make sure that I coordinate with Roger, Frank, to make
okay.
sure you get some.
All right,
when you get home to Tennessee,
buddy.
There'll be some waiting at your door. Yeah,
you got it.
We'll be
waiting for you at your door.
Perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Roger, thanks so much for your time. We do appreciate it, and we'll keep talking about it on the air because I'm convinced that it's a life changer for a lot of people for both those things, whether it's the anxiety, tension thing or just the aches and pains that we all seem to feel, especially as you get a little bit older in your 40s and 50s and beyond. It really can change your world, and it's, again, as you said, you get off the pharmaceuticals. You're not having to take the painkillers and all those things that we don't really want to be taking anyway. But you don't want the pain. This is the best of both worlds. You get rid of the pain, and you're doing it in an all organic way. So it's perfect.
Exactly.
Roger, thanks again for your time. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Roger Lee. Again, it's doseofhemp.com. Be sure to check it out. I know I'm over the top about it, but I really am being serious. I'm not just saying it because, you know, I want you to. I truly believe that this stuff. And again, I think that the numbers are. So more than half, 70% of guys on tour admit that they use regularly CBD oil. And we know that golfers, Frank, tear their bodies up. You know, I mean,
yeah, they do. Golf is tough on the body. It's really, really tough on the body. All right. Well, we're going to get into the Amelia Island Plantation. Danny Leeper is coming up. So
we'll let you know what's going on there.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll let Frank get a couple of tinctures. he'll take a couple out. It's on its way right now, Frank. I'll get your address, and it'll be there before you even get back to Tennessee, so it'll be great.
There you go.
We will take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more, obviously, about the Players' Championship updates. There's an announcement that just came down about Augusta National that will tell you what happened there and what they have to say about the coronavirus and how that's affecting things at Augusta National. A lot more that we have to talk about. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and we'll be back right after this. Stay with us. Beep, 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 beep. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett coming with you, or joining from the Players' Championship at the TPC Sawgrass Ponte Vedra, where the tournament is being played. But Frank Bassett has found a second home and maybe a first home. He might be moving there anytime now. And that, of course, is at the Omni, Amelia Island Plantation Resort, where he has been hanging out for the last few days and will, I guess, stay through the weekend, even though hopefully probably not telling anybody something they don't know. The Players' Championship has been postponed after one round yesterday, and they'll figure out how they're going to handle the rest of the tournament and pick it up at another later date. They also postponed or canceled, I guess, the Valspar, the WGC match play in Austin, the Valero Texas Open, and now the word has just come down, Frank, that the Masters, which was the tournament that they kind of left open, that everything's going to be canceled up until then, but the Masters is now saying that they're going to postpone their tournament, and they're also postponing the National Women's Amateur that they host there at Augusta National, and the Drive, Chip, and Putt, that great event for the young kids.
For the kids, yeah.
Those are all being postponed, so now it's bleeding into the Masters as well. No timetable given for where they're going to reschedule that, but boy, it's affecting the PGA Tour in a big way.
Yeah, it is. I will tell you one thing, though. Because it – well, I'm sorry? Well, come on. You got a player coming off the course wanting to go in the air. Let's do this. Yeah, come on. We'll do a Michael Breed moment. Where was I going? What I was going to say is, what are we going to do on the weekends? You know, we're going to play golf. Guess what happened here at Amelia? When they canceled, when they said no spectators, the minute that came out, the phone exploded up here. And Michael Block, who will be on a little later with us, who's the director of golf here, they're booked. Total rounds for the next 3 days. So everybody's here at Amelia. And what a great place to be, you know. They're doing a great job dealing with that, the situation we're discussing, too, here at the Omni Resort, Amelia Island Plantation Resort, I should say. As far as hygiene, cleanliness, they're doing an outstanding job. You're seeing them all over the place, just making sure everybody's safe and healthy. Yeah. So,
sure.
And like we said yesterday, if you don't want to get on an airplane, you could certainly get here in just a matter of a few hours from Atlanta, from Raleigh, from Birmingham, come across, you know, anywhere.
Orlando, just anywhere
Orlando,
in Florida.
Yeah. Sure. If you had plans to go to Disney World, you can come to the Disney World for Adults, which is Amelia Island Plantation Resort. And it is.
And is there pretty.
It's awesome.
Is there pretty real estate there, Frank? I'm curious. Is there
There's a little bit of real estate here. Yeah, I'm trying to work a deal on a fixer upper.
We only had someone to talk to about that.
I don't. We need somebody, don't we? Wait a minute. Hold on. I think Danny Leeper's here.
What?
Danny, welcome in.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Thanks
buddy?
For having me. I'm great. Great, Frank.
Danny's almost an Ole Miss graduate here. He has a crisp starch shirt on.
Yeah, I should have known better, right?
So Danny's the director of real estate for the property, and so what you do is the entire island, I guess, right?
We do. We actually not just inside the resort. We're in the entire island and all over Nassau County.
All over Nassau County.
We are.
Wow. I'll tell you what. What's the average? If there is, you can. Everything's so different here, and so built into the landscape. I mean, there's nothing that really looks out of place. No. I guess is where I'm trying to go here.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, as you know, I know the perfect guy that can help you find that permanent home or investment. So we'll talk afterwards.
But absolutely. No, I'm dead serious. I mean, they probably need to have a conversation.
Right. I mean,
about
what better view? You know, watching the golfers come up on the green and overlooking the marsh and the intercoastal waterway. But as you know, we got 1,300 acres surrounded by the maritime forest. The Atlantic Ocean on one side, beautiful 3.5 miles of beach, and then the beautiful marsh and then a coastal waterway. We really have something for everyone. Depends on what price point you're looking for. We've got villas. We have single-family homes. The villas in the low to mid-200,000s, and then homes from the 500,000 and up. It just depends on what you're looking for, what view you're looking for, whether it's a wooded view, lagoon, ocean,
marsh,
river. You name it. We have something for everyone.
On this island, Tim, you can see the sun rise and set from the same spot.
You sure can.
It's phenomenal. This place is great. I mean, I love it here. I lived down in Sawgrass proper for a number of years.
Beautiful.
Great place. But it's kind of blown up down there a little bit. A little crowded.
It has.
A few too many people for me. And I live in Nashville now, which you cannot buy real estate in Nashville as reasonably as you can buy it here.
Really?
That's for sure. Nashville's gone crazy. But I will tell you that this is the place to come to. I mean, I mean that. It's where I want to retire to, or actually continue to work. Maybe Omni can, we can just house the Golf Talk America show live.
Build a little studio right there for you,
Build
Frank.
A studio right here. I've had my studio. It's outside on the deck overlooking number 9 in the marsh right
We'd
now.
We'd love to do that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, how many folks, what's the property availability like here?
Right now, we're not unlike across the country, where inventory is at an all-time low, of course, but still a lot of choices. We are in a seller's market, but at the same time, there's still a lot of reasonable properties available. Just depends on what you're looking for, a villa, single family, whether you're looking for an investment to maybe have somebody help pay for your vacation home while you may be thinking about retiring and coming down later for a permanent home. But if you look at the overall property availability, we still have a number of villas available, whether you're looking for oceanfront, golf view, fairway view, whether you want to get on the marsh side as well. But there's still a lot of choices. What's driving with the low inventory, of course, is driving new construction. So we're seeing a lot of new homes being built as well.
We experienced that new construction last year when we were here doing the live show, because the new community clubhouse was being constructed next door.
Yes.
And it was hilarious because we'd be right in the middle of the show and bang, bang, bang. But it's beautiful.
Can't stop progress.
Yeah, you can't stop progress.
No, now it's open. It's a great addition to the community. It's going to offer a lot of different events. And unlike the Oaks now, what they're calling a community center, you know, we have 2 5-acre parks. One at Walker's Landing has a event pavilion available to the property owners. They can have weddings, receptions, birthday parties, all kind of events there. It has a boat ramp, kayak launch. And then we have the other 5-acre park down at Drummond's Point, which is kind of a recreational dog park and observation deck overlooking the intercoastal. Nine miles of hiking, biking trails. We got boating activity. Some of the great fishing in the world's right here on Amelia Island.
And some of the best bird watching. We talked yesterday about that.
Yes.
And it is an incredible place. It's how do people get in touch with you?
They can call our office at 904-277-5980, or they can go to AmeliaIslandRealEstate.net.
AmeliaIslandRealEstate.net.
Or go to the App Store and download our real estate app, Amelia Island, and stay up to date with all the latest news about real estate.
Tim?
Nice. And Danny, once you get there, if people that want to go and visit or check it out for a potential place to move to or get a home or residence there, but once you're there, there's no reason to leave, is there? When you go on and on about all the different things that are going, there's really no reason to ever leave, which just sounds so amazing to me.
It really is, Tim. It's amazing. We hear that a lot, actually. People coming in for the first time, oh my gosh, you know, I'm falling in love with the place. I want to find a place to either, you know, have a full time vacation or an investment or you know, future permanent. But they do. We see a lot of, and we have some people come back 3, 5, 7 years, and just finally say, you know what? Instead of, you know, having a place to rent, I want a place of my own. It's all about building relationships and staying in touch and coming down and enjoy the beautiful weather and everything we have to offer.
Well, it's, you know, although Amelia Island is very quaint, I mean, it's very quiet, it's nice, there's just minutes away all the activity and all the big city you want. And you can get into Jacksonville, you don't have to go out to 95 and go south.
No.
My favorite way to go, you can go Hexer Drive and hit 295, you're right there. And the drive along Hexer Drive is absolutely gorgeous because you're along the water.
Yeah.
But there's also another way you can go, and that's the St. John's River Ferry that goes into Mayport and takes you straight to Jacksonville Beaches and straight down to Ponte Vedra to hopefully what will be the Players' Championship next year since it's been canceled this year. So do you get a lot of people this time of year that rent places up here that come to visit for the Players' Championship?
We do. We stay really busy this time of year with the Players and everything that's going on. Spring break's right around the corner, so it certainly kind of ties in together. But as you said, we're just a short drive from a lot of different areas.
Yeah, it's also a very short drive if you want to go up to St. Simons Island.
Absolutely.
Go play the Georgia Golden Isles golf courses. And
right.
Jekyll Island and the Jazz Festival they have every year up there.
Right.
What sort of things do you guys do here as far as events of that type?
There's a lot of different events. Of course, we have, and the first weekend of May, we have what's called the Shrimp Festival.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest events, of the year, of course, the weekend. So
Fernandina Beach.
It's downtown Fernandina. It's a beautiful town, an 18-block historic district, and people come in from all over the world for weddings, for golf, for tennis, just to hang out on the beach. But we've got a lot of different things going on. The biggest thing coming up right now, minus the Players' Championship this time of the year, would be spring breaks coming. And then we're more of a family-oriented style resort. We have a lot of families come here for spring break. And then we have the Shrimp Festival coming up. So that's our next big event.
That Shrimp Festival, Tim, has been going on for I don't know how many
plus
years. Yeah, and I used to come up to it. We'd come up here and stay at Amelia and do the festival, and it was – there was the Ponte Vedra invasion is what we called it. We had about three carloads of us that would come up here and do that. This place, it's magical. The real estate, and I said it earlier, Tim, there are no homes that really look out of place here. Everything's built to blend into the environment.
Right.
And much like the way Omni's philosophy is of their hotel chain, I shouldn't call it a chain, their resorts across the world are built to reflect the local environment and the local flavor, as opposed to a cookie cutter hotel chain. It just, where you wake up and you don't know what city you're in. You wake up here, you know you're at Amelia. You wake up at Champions Gate in Orlando, you know you're down there. It's just, Omni's great. And of course, the Amelia Island Plantation Real Estate, Danny, we're going to have to look at some stuff because I'm starting to maybe make the move.
Well, good. We'll be ready
for Danny, you're also going to have to, for your next big event, maybe around the Shrimp Festival, you're going to have to book the Frank Bassett Trio as one of those concerts venues that
That's Tony Leodora from Golf Talk Live and myself and Peter Jacobson. We'll bring Jake Trout and the Flounders in.
We'd love to set that up.
Say that fast.
Oh, Lord.
It does sound like to me, Frank, before we let Danny go, that when you go to, the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort and you're there, you're almost like stepping back in time. I mean, you talk about it finally about from 20 years ago and no longer, but it sounds like you go
there and
you feel safe and comfortable and almost like you're just kind of, I'm not saying Leave It to Beaver in a bad way, but you're kind of just in a great, comfortable step back in time kind of place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like every morning, Pam's out walking on the beach. People are riding their bikes around. People are on the hiking or jogging trails or just the great trails that they have here. It's an environment, as Jim Nantz would say, like no other. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it really is.
And I don't want this to sound like an infomercial because it's not. We genuinely, and I genuinely, adore this place and always have, and it will be where I go to. So... Bye-bye, Nashville.
I'll
see you. Ready to get out of there.
Well, Danny, we appreciate it. Give us the website one more time for people that want to check it out and find out what kind of real estate and everything you have there at Amelia Island.
Yes, AmeliaIslandRealEstate.net, AmeliaIslandRealEstate.net, or go to the App Store and download a real estate app.
Okay, and what's that app called?
Island Real Estate.
Amelia Island Real Estate on the App Store. Yep, download it, Tim.
Wow.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Check it out.
Sounds like an awesome place. Can't wait. Next year. It'll all be a whole new year, and they'll actually get four rounds in, and I will be down there, Danny, checking it out with Frank.
Yeah.
And by the way, Frank, don't you stay in the same place, Frank, to see the sunrise and sunset? Like, you never leave the bar, do you? So you see the sun.
I knew you were
going
to do something like that to me. As a matter of fact,
you see it go down, and you're like, "Wow, time to go home." Frank hasn't moved out of his chair.
When I see the bill from last night, I'm probably going to have a heart attack. But had a lot of. We were drowning our sorrows last night about this tournament. So
Yes.
Thanks,
yeah,
Tim.
Deservedly
Our listeners think I'm a lush. The Dean Martin of Golf Talk Radio.
I don't know. You just have a good time. Why
not?
Why wouldn't you?
I do have a good time. Thanks, Danny Leeper.
Danny, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you next time.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, I do too. Danny Leeper. Again, he's the director of the Amelia Island Plantation Real Estate. I'm kind of drooling here, Frank, just listening to you guys describe how awesome this place is. And I've been to, areas that are similar as far as the way it looks and everything. But, it sounds like one of the most beautiful places in the country. So why not get and check it out? And as I said, you can go, kind of put your toe in the water a little bit and test it out. Go stay at the resort there. You can rent a house. You can do a lot of different things before you
They have the Infinity.
Decided to move full time.
They have the Infinity Serenity Pool at the big hotel, the big resort, and it's pretty awesome, buddy. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I can't imagine. Again,
yes,
Frank is coming to us from the Players Championship, which is at Sawgrass, TPC Sawgrass, and Frank's just a stone's throw away there at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort doing the show.
Hey.
And, just to keep people updated. Yes, go ahead.
Guess who just walked up? Put on a headset.
Who?
The guy that I wish I looked like and also wished that I had his golf game, who was at the Players Championship this week when it was real and going, the director of golf here, our buddy Mike Block.
Is that Mike Block?
That's Mike Block. He just sat down with us. Hey, buddy. What's up?
How's it going?
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you as well.
Yeah, man. So you went down to the Players.
I did.
And it was fabulous, as always.
Beautiful.
It is. The course was more lush than I've ever seen it.
Oh, my goodness. So gorgeous.
Yeah.
That overseed.
Oh, they did a good job. Tim, the rough didn't, when I was out there early in the week, it didn't look bad, but it grew pretty quick, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't want to be in that.
It's sad that they've canceled the tournament.
It is.
And the Masters has just come out now and said it's postponed.
Postponed, yeah.
So what are we going to do? I guess come to Amelia Island and play golf.
We're going to have to play golf now. We're
so
going to do it.
When Jay Moynihan, our commissioner, came out on the PGA Tour and said no spectators on Thursday, tell our listeners what happened here.
Yeah, we got a lot of golfers. You got to do something, right? So we had a lot of call-ins, and they're all coming up here to play some golf, which makes us happy.
Yeah, the course is it's jammed. Right. Well, I say it's jammed. There's just group after group after group coming through.
Busy.
It's very busy. Yeah.
We don't have a tee time until about 4:30.
Oh, I'll be ready by then.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we'll go out and play.
Oh, let's go, man. I'm ready. Hey, tell me something for real.
Absolutely.
Is that Maverick driver as hot as everybody says it is?
I like it.
Absolutely. You're playing it now.
I am. I love the Epic Flash, but the reason I switched to the Maverick is really two things. The sound. I think they really improved on the sound, which is key to me. And accuracy. I probably hit them about the same distance, but I'm a lot straighter with the Maverick. So in my world, I'll take straighter.
So I'm a Titleist guy. Uh-huh. So I'm hitting the TS, and the sound of that driver. They've made a lot of strides from the 917 to the TS.
Sure.
Just the sound of it.
Sure.
It sounds like it's really going somewhere, and you know, I'm popping it out there maybe 230. Maybe.
Well, we got a Maverick inside. Maybe we'll slip it in your hands and see.
Put that Basara whippy shaft in it, and I'll be all about that.
We'll
got to have a little lag. So, anyway, so Tim, you need to come play some golf with Mike can fix your game, buddy.
I'd love to. That's a whole nother. He doesn't want to take that on, I'm sure. But Mike, I am curious about your feelings about golf, since you obviously are in the golf world and play a lot of golf, but you're around it all the time. Are you think what's going on and what happened at the Players, what they're saying now about all the other tournaments, they're following suit, I guess. I don't know who's leading following, but all the other leagues, sports are doing similar things. Right decision as far as the PGA Tour? Do you think that what they're doing is the right way to go at this point?
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, you don't want to be the one sports organization in the world that holds out and then something happens. I totally understand being cautious and ensuring that the players, the fans, you know, the media, anybody that comes in contact is safe. So I understand taking, you know, precautionary measures and ensuring, you know, safety is the most important thing. I get it. Absolutely.
Well, you guys are doing a lot
and
here. As far as safety, and you just had another meeting this morning, and you see the activity of the staff just making sure that everything's clean and
Yes, and
healthy and,
absolutely,
and sanitized and all that.
Yep, following you know all the regulations, all the CDC, you know, ensuring we're doing everything right and making sure our guests are safe, and that's our most important thing. And getting people out to play golf so they don't have to worry about it, you know.
Yep, golf is the one thing where you don't have to be out with a ton of people.
Correct.
In an arena. You can be out at this on this gorgeous course. And let's go back a little bit about this golf course. We talked last year about it, mm-hmm. but for our newer listeners, Oak Marsh is a Pete Dye golf course,
yep.
And he built this course in between a couple of other courses.
Correct, yes.
That he did,
yes.
Between Harbortown.
Harbortown and TPC.
And TPC.
Yes.
So all three of these courses have a lot of the same flavor.
They do. You see out here, you'll see the bulkheads, you know, the typical Pete Dye kind of before the railroad tracks. It was all about the bulkheads.
Sure.
And, you know, we have that 16, 17, 18 finish here. So if you come out here and play, you'll see that that nice dynamic and go, wow, he must have had a theme going on here.
Yeah, and it's what's interesting, though, it's a Pete Dye course. And we know, of course, our good friends up at the French Lick Resort, that mm-hmm. that course is brutally difficult.
Yes, yes.
Brutally difficult if you play it from the tips, which is 8102.
Yeah, that's a long track.
But this golf course,
I don't drive my car that far.
Yeah, I mean, come on, they have to have gasoline carts because you know they have to have a filling station halfway through the round.
I would understand that.
This golf course, though, is a championship course. There's no doubt about it. And if you play it from the championship tees, it'll give you as much as you want and more. But it also has, as Pete always does, tees that are designed for, you know, the average mid to high handicap golfer.
Correct. The way this golf course really works, and if you play it, so it's kind of like as you go back and tees, the course gets narrower, and that's kind of how he made it. So, you know, if you're playing all the way from the tips, the course feels very narrow, and kind of as you move up, you know, he gives you a little more openings to the hole, so you're not just seeing the OB or the water features. It's deceptionally long. You know, a lot of people come look at it and go, 6601, that's not long. It's not even 7,000 yards. But then they get out there and go, that's the longest 6601 I've ever played, because it kind of takes the driver out of your hand and you're hitting, you know, long irons or hybrids, and then you have a long iron into a hole, and these greens are very small.
Yeah.
I mean, you can miss by 10 feet and just be in absolute trouble.
As we've seen a lot of guys do today.
Yes, and the par fives, he loved to do that. He doesn't like to let you get there in two.
No.
We just had a Korn Ferry Tour player out here, and we're asking him what he thought about the difficulty of the golf course compared to others, and he said, you know, I came out the other day, played 9, and he shot 6 under, which is amazing, and he said, but I came out the other day, and I only had, like, 1 birdie, and, you know, he said that if this was pushed back to the length of a TPC, it'd be even more difficult because of the narrowness, so... It's a good track. It's a very fair track. And like you said, it's got something for all golfers.
Yeah, it does.
For your top golfers, for your higher handicaps, it's fun. It's a very good Pete Dye track.
Now, if you're here at the resort,
mm-hmm.
you also afford your guests the opportunity to play Long Point, which
is
the private. Tell us a little bit about that course.
Yeah, Long Point's a fantastic course. Tom Fazio design. You know, so you get the when people ask me the difference, I say, well, you know, our golf course is narrow fairways, but they're pretty flat. And narrow greens, but they're pretty flat. You go out to a Tom Fazio, you got larger fairways, but they're rolling, right?
Yes.
And the same thing with the greens. You got nice big greens, but you got some buried elephants in them.
Yeah.
And so it's just another beautiful course. It's on the marsh, has a couple holes on the ocean. So it really kind of gives you some good diversity between the two golf courses, gives our guests an opportunity to really get two different experiences and experience two really world-class golf courses.
Yeah, Oak Marsh and Long Point are the two courses. There'll be some more announcements from Omni. We're not going to say anything right now, but you guys will be doing some more things in regard to golf coming up soon.
Absolutely.
And that'll all come out when the time's right.
Correct.
But it's a fabulous place. Teaching. What sort of things do you do here? Do you have some programs for guests, like a one-day, two-day, three-day, whatever?
Yeah, we offer a wide variety of stuff, private lessons, playing lessons. We have clinics Mondays through Thursdays that we offer our guests. We have great junior programs that we run all week long. We're working in after-school programs. Pretty much anything that you want from a lesson program, we're trying to offer it. You know,
Tim? Chipping?
Come on, Tim. Come on up.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Tim has an issue with this, with those lofted clubs around the greens.
Yeah.
Have you solved that yet?
I got to make sure I don't miss it. I'm in bad shape if I miss the green a little bit left or right, then I'm like, oh, God, no, I don't, you know. So as long as I'm on the green, I'm okay.
Just pull the putter.
Fairways, I'm okay. Can't be short.
Steve
of the
Johnson's
green.
Been working with him, right? Hank Haney's partner.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, he's helped.
Mike helped me.
Yeah.
Mike could probably help you more than old Johnson could, you know. Since Johnson's.
Look at you.
I'm going to send him this
throw
clip.
Steve under
too.
The bus.
Oh, yeah. Of course we got to throw Steve under the bus. Yeah.
Yeah, what Mike's going to say is, hey, Tim, take out your putter. Anytime you're within 100 yards, and
use
there you
it.
Go.
There
that's
you go.
Your best, that's
no
your best,
way.
That's your best chance with your Texas wedge.
No way.
So, yeah, it's probably
I use my 8 iron
thing
a lot
I can do.
To bump and run.
Bump and runs, absolutely.
I love that shot.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You
know, of course, I have a 60 that I can fan open pretty good.
Yep.
Take a huge swing at it.
Oh, yeah. Do the Phil Mickelson?
Yeah, I love doing that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fun.
But the one that you miss that almost kills your playing partner across the green.
That's not fun.
That's not the fun one. Yeah. And Tim and I did that in Chicago, didn't we? We had a couple of shots like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a couple of those.
We're up at Medina. Yeah.
Land some sod over a little. Yeah, it's
all
one or the other.
Stuff.
But yeah, I'm with you. I'm to the point where it's a 7-iron, 8-iron, and you just hope that. But again, you have a bunker, you have a water, you have a creek. You can't always run it up like with an 8-iron. So that's where I'm in trouble if I've got to carry a little something and get it there. I'll tell you what. I'm at the point though where, and you probably have people like this, Mike, that I'm so thrilled when I can pull off that shot now, which doesn't happen very often, but when I do, I keep testing myself, and if I do, it's like my whole round has been made.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care what I shot. I just remember on number three, I had to hit a nice little chip over a bunk, and I did it, and I'm like, and it stayed on the green, right? I didn't kill anybody, didn't knock down trees. So yeah, that's kind of the state of my short game.
Mike, tell Tim.
I'd love to come get some lessons from you for sure.
Tell Tim how he can make the ball, pull the string, put it on the green and make it back up.
Make it back up? It just you just got hit solid, Tim.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah,
I set him up for that.
There'd be something I wasn't doing right.
I set him up for that.
Is that all it takes?
That's all it takes.
Well,
it's easy.
Okay,
it's easy.
So
yeah.
What?
Well, then heck.
Let's go back to this course, Oak Marsh, I should say, which is just we're looking at number 9 right now, and then behind it is just the marsh and it's gorgeous, the wetlands.
It is.
The grasses. What are the greens? What are the fairways? What do you got?
Yeah, so we have a Tiff Dwarf Bermuda greens. Which is kind of a hybrid. And then our fairways are common Bermuda. And then our tee boxes are between a Bermuda, and then some of them are overseeded with Zoysia, or we bring in Zoysia. And then we overseed, I should say, with the ryegrass in the wintertime.
And the rough doesn't look really punitive right now here. Y'all got it cut down a little bit to, I guess, help the resort players.
We do. We actually just cut it down this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. We did. So we just went a little lower in the fairways, and then we tried to go a little lower in the roughs too. Keep play moving. You don't want to make it, the course is hard enough. We don't need the rough to be up to a foot,
Yeah, exactly. And you if you spray the ball a lot, you better bring, they have plenty of balls you can buy here.
We do. We have a good selection in the golf shop for you.
And you cannot take the range ball bag on the course with you.
We prefer you don't. We love the golfers that don't do that.
Yeah. So you guys... You have fitting. You can do fittings for people.
We to a degree, we're working more towards that. That's one of our big goals in the coming year. We're trying to get more into the fitting business. Because we're a resort, we kind of stayed away from it, but we're seeing more of a demand. So my goal within the next year to year and a half is to really start pushing the fittings.
And one of the things I think is really cool is putter fitting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because people just don't think, they think fitting, they think driver.
It's huge. I actually just did a putter fitting last week, and so far so good.
Makes a big difference.
It does. It's even from a confidence standpoint, when you're over a putt and you know that, hey, well, with this putter, my stroke is 95% accurate, it just kind of gives you, a little more confidence than knowing, am I aiming right? Is the stroke good? Do I need to think about my stroke? I'm a believer in it now.
And you have a pretty large staff here.
We do.
You've got a lot of help. And the restaurant and happy hour here, Tim, at Oak Marsh is phenomenal. So I know.
Let's get to the important stuff.
The happy hour time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah. What
happy hour.
What would you tell a first-time player, say 10, 11 handicap, comes in, what advice would you give him about playing this course?
Hit it straight. No.
Here we go again. Hit it solid. Hit it straight.
Yeah. What I always tell people, they always ask me kind of what's the secret here. I always tell them, the big thing with this golf course is don't go long with the greens. Most holes long is dead. There's typically a water feature or out of bounds. And if you'll kind of notice here with number 9, you've got a lot of room to work with if you're short.
Oh, yeah.
So, typically the higher handicaps, they tend to be short, so that doesn't affect them too much. And then whatever shot you typically play to, if you're a slicer or you more of a draw of the ball, try to just play that shot. You know what I mean? Because there's no use getting up and trying to manufacture a shot out here and being penalized for it.
Yeah.
Sam Snead used to say, bring the shot that you came to the golf course with, just play it.
Just
a lot of people
shot.
Will get up here and go, well, this really looks like a dog leg left. I need to really try to hit a draw that I never hit. And they just get themselves into trouble. And these fairways are tight, so...
Now, right now, I'm sort of like, I've got a double cross going on.
Okay.
And I'm struggling right now with the driver. I mean, used to, it was my go-to club. But I'm left and I'm right.
You just need a Maverick. That's the secret.
So, Titleist, we'll see you. Bye-bye. So, our friend Brendan Sweeney.
Going to be yelling at me.
There, yeah. Brendan Sweeney up at French Lake Resort has their Titleist. I mean, a Callaway green grass fitter, and he just got his new clubs and just played with them, the whole setup, right?
Yeah.
He called me this morning because he played yesterday late, raving about it.
Yeah.
Saying these clubs are fantastic. So, Callaway, if you're listening to this, send the check can be mailed to 24.
Absolutely.
Mike, it's always good to see you, man.
You as well,
it's
Frank.
Always
I
good
enjoy
to be
it.
Here, and thank you for having us.
Thank you again for having
this
me
year.
On. Appreciate it.
No. Any parting thoughts or anything about the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort you want to share with people?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fantastic place to come up. We've got so much to do for the family. We've got golf, spa, recreation activities, kayaking, Segway tours. So really, everything for anybody that wants to come here.
I tried to get Pamela on the Segway yesterday, and she
good.
Said, no way am
oh,
I getting on
you got to try again.
Segways are fun.
They are.
She's scared
a lot
of them.
Fun. Well, they do a tour on the golf course, so you could kind of maybe
they
talk
do?
About that. Yeah, they come out and they've done it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
not the full thing. They'll go down a hole or two. And
she wants to ride with me. She loves the course. She rode last year.
Yeah.
We played, ran into a friend of ours who's an attorney from Nashville.
That's right.
Remember
that? Yes.
Yeah, Van East.
Yes.
And it was so funny.
Small world.
We talked to him yesterday, and he said, hey, maybe I'd hop a flight and get down there this weekend.
It's
I said, come
it
on.
It should be an annual event.
It really should. We had a blast doing that. Van, of course, he's also a wakeboarder, surfer. He does stunts.
Does
all
it all.
Kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
does it all. I'll tell you what, buddy, it's this place never changes. It's just as magical as it was when I was coming here.
Well, what a beautiful
30
week
years ago.
Too. I mean, the weather's
oh my
perfect.
God. This was, and let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
From you know, you're a PGA professional.
Uh-huh.
This was bad news for the Players Championship if they had continued it. I mean, when you the course record is tied on day one
yeah.
of the tournament.
Yeah.
The wind's coming out of the south, Tim. It's 80 degrees. TPC laid down.
It did.
It was the easiest. This would have been probably
yeah.
the easiest stop on the Florida swing.
Yeah, I think so. A lot easier than Bay Hill, that's for sure.
The carnage was unbelievable at Bay Hill. We were there, and it was cold, and the wind was howling.
Yeah,
and
it didn't look fun.
And that course is not the easiest golf course to play.
No.
It's typical Arnold Palmer,
yep.
you know, puts his fingerprint on it, which is
oh yeah,
just makes it hard as hell to
it's,
be honest.
To be honest, I mean, I'm sure the average golfer doesn't like to watch that. They like to watch a lot of birdies, but as a professional, it's fun to watch because it's
oh,
nice
yeah.
to see those guys kind of struggle too. You go, hey, well, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, they were struggling too, Tim. They really were.
But you know, I went out yesterday afternoon,
and
I was following Rory and Koepka and Rahm, and they were kind of struggling. And it was amazing to look up and see, you know, I think it was Matsuyama's shot, 63.
I know.
And watching those guys, it's like, boy.
I had a heart attack when I saw that.
Golf course did he play? Because these guys aren't doing that.
He was draining everything, too.
Yeah.
His putter was just, it was on fire.
That's what it comes down to. Those
yeah.
guys just.
And again, more the reason to, you do putter fittings. So if you get to Amelia, get Mike Block to asking for a putter fitting.
Absolutely.
So.
Love to have him.
I'm going to take mine. And you know what I'm putting with is the, well, I won't say it on the air. I'll tell you later.
Okay, sounds good.
Jim Grunberg may be listening, and I might make him mad. So
yeah, don't
make
him
mad.
It's
not the Seymour.
It's, worth it.
It's a Titleist putter, but I go back and forth.
I do too. I have so many putters in my office, it's ridiculous.
I have to put them in timeout, Tim.
Yep.
I put it in timeout, put it in the corner.
It's all their fault.
They have to earn their spot, right?
They do. They have to earn that spot in the bag.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the key.
What's the most important, Mike, what is the most important piece of equipment to the golfer? In your opinion?
Gosh, I would say it comes down to either the putter or the driver. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you got to get the ball in the hole, but you got to get the ball in the fairway. So between those two, I would say.
Yeah. Mike Block, the director of golf here at the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort, I should say it correctly. And he knows our good friend
well.
Danny Medina out in Tucson National,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. No, Danny, absolutely.
Danny's a good dude. Danny's the poster boy, he thinks, for Omni Resorts because they have him swinging a golf club. I'm going to tell him you're replaced. Mike Block's going to take your spot, Medina.
He can have the West Coast.
Yeah, there
East.
You go. Yeah. All these guys at all the Omni Resorts, Tim, all know each other, all the directors of golf, and they all help each other just like the chefs all help each other.
Yeah.
And they just – it's best
One
practices.
Big family.
Yeah,
yep,
it is
absolutely.
A big family at Omni. And this is – I need to be part of that. I need to get a gig at Omni, Tim.
Yeah, well, you know, you're part of our family, you know, every players.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
You know, I looked at Pam and I said, do you want to go home? And she went, no. I said, okay, we'll stay.
We could get you a permanent spot right here.
This,
I'm all for it.
You ought to see this place, Tim. I'll take a picture and show you where we're set up.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to see it.
And I'm sorry, I've been just jabbering with Mike as if we're just sitting here in the living room. What questions do you have? I've cut you off the whole
show. I'm good. No, you covered everything. I can't imagine. There's nothing else.
Nothing?
Anywhere. Yeah, no, nothing? I think we're good.
Tour bag?
He knows how to hit the shot now, so he's good.
He does. Hit it solid. How do you spin that ball? Yeah. Hit it solid.
Yeah.
Hit it. You know, people try to do that, and they try to, you know, they say hit down on it. Well, they try to catch the ball first, and invariably they'll top it.
Yeah.
Every time they try to do that kind of stuff.
You know, the biggest thing I tell people is the ball's got to get in the way of the swing. You know, people get so ball-oriented, and you're going to see it. They just stop at the ball. I see it all the time when I'm giving lessons. If they can just get the swing down and let the ball get in the way. I know it's easier said than done, but that's really what it comes down to. Your target's the flag or wherever you're trying to hit to. It's not the ball. And
right.
I think people a lot of times forget that.
Forget that, and they think the ball's the target.
Yep.
And then they don't look at the shot. It's hard to hit it if you don't look at it.
Yeah.
And people invariably look up.
Yeah.
They just don't stare at the ball.
I have to see where it's going.
I always take a little marker, a little Sharpie, and put a mark on that ball that I can focus on.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can keep my head down.
Sure.
Because I want to see that ball going.
Out there 300 yards, right?
Yeah. Well, that would be downhill in a 50-mile-an-hour wind for me on concrete.
Bayhill, you downwind, you would have had it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Michael Block, Director of Golf, right here on Amelia Island, the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort, Plantation, whatever. It's fabulous, Tim. Come on down. You got to come next year, honestly, Tim.
Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Mike, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Busy
Absolutely.
Day. Got a lot of golfers out there, so thanks for taking some time and talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Always.
All right.
We'll be talking again.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking. Thank you, Mike, so much. Mike Block, Director of Golf.
All right.
He's a pal, man. He's a good dude. Good looking guy.
Got a lot of people out there, like you said, because they were going. A lot of people there to watch the Players Championship, and since that got canceled, they're like, well, we got to play some golf somewhere. So.
And now the Masters is postponed, not canceled.
Yeah, they canceled everything. PGA Tour, just as an update, everything leading from now, the Players' Championship through Valspar, WGC Match Play, the Valero Texas Open, that was all already canceled. And then today it's just come down in the last hour or so that now the Masters, not canceled, but postponed. Don't know exactly what that means, Frank, because as you know, the PGA Tour is pretty much jammed every week. So
I know.
Like a lot of open dates, but we're talking the Masters. And I don't know, we'd have to look at the history. I guess maybe wartime, did they maybe not play a couple of Masters? I don't know how often they've canceled the Masters.
1945, I believe. They didn't play the Masters in 45.
Yeah, since 1936 or so, then they started it. Same thing with the U.S. Opens, whatever. Very, very few times have they actually canceled. So I don't know what that means. If you postpone it, where do you stick it in?
I don't know.
Where do you find an opening on a calendar for all the golfers? Now, obviously, you would rather play the Masters, even if it's in June, July, or sometime later, than maybe whatever else is on the tour schedule.
Well, this... You know who's probably the most disappointed? Well, two guys, the most disappointed players about this. One would be McIlroy because he has to win a Masters. And the other's going to be Tiger.
Tiger trying to win again.
Yeah, and that's the course for Tiger. I mean, he's
well, and it's also, Frank, you think about it, you only get so many chances at majors, right? And if this takes one away, then that's tough because a lot of guys, you know, you never know when it's your week. And this could be the week for whether it's a guy who's already won like Tiger or Rory who wants it or somebody else that's happened before that comes out of nowhere and you know, wins a major. So for everybody to miss out on Masters is probably the favorite tournament for almost all golfers and PGA Tour guys. If you ask one
people,
that'd probably be the one. So it's a tough one for them to not be able to play.
Well, the Masters for people who aren't golfers even – It's the one everybody watches, as well as the Players. The Players' Championship has become that, too. And they talk about there are only four majors. Well, there are really five. I mean, the Players is a major championship. It's the Super Bowl of golf, basically. It's the Daytona 500 of golf. It being canceled has just sent ripples everywhere. People are, like, in shock. So I hope everybody's okay. Wish everybody the best.
That's canceled again. Just to be clear, not going to make it up. I mean, the Players is done. You're not going to see it until next year. The Masters, they're trying to figure it out. And
where are they
going to
put
it? Means again. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, because if you look at the schedule and you say, okay, we're gonna put it in here. Well, that means you're gonna not have a Byron Nelson. You're not gonna because it would be instead of another tournament stop on the PGA Tour, and that can't make that tour stop very happy. If you're gonna say, well. a Masters, people at Augusta, hey, we're going to put it here, and because every golfer that can will play the Masters rather than another regular tour stop. So, yeah, I don't know how all that plays out. Who makes that call about where you are going to?
Well, here's the other thing before we get out of here is the ticket brokers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
our friends at Azalea House.
I mean, AzaleaHospitality.com. You know, they do that.
I've said since day one, Frank, about all this coronavirus. Right, yeah, about all this coronavirus is it affects not just the NBA players and pro tennis and every other sport that's now being canceled and soccer around the world, but there are people that are down the trickle down effect of this that. That's how they make their living. They sell popcorn. They sell their vendors, their ticket people. They're people that are in the parking lot helping you park. There's a lot of – that's their job. And if you don't have an event, then they don't go to work. They don't get paid. I don't know how all that plays out. And that's what I feel really, really bad about is there are a lot of people that we're not thinking about or people aren't – and I don't know that you change your decision if you're going to be in the PGA Tour, but there are people that are vendors out there. There are people that have booths set up and all those – they're not going to be there. And same thing leading on. I was supposed to go down to the WGC tournament down in Austin at the match play, the Dell match play. Really looking forward to it. And I was going to meet with some different people down there that have booths set up for products that they sell or different.
Yeah.
They're all scrambling right now. Like, okay, what are we supposed to do?
Well, all the food. Where are we going? Think about this for the Players' Championship. Maybe not the others, but all the food and everything that was already there on property.
Yeah.
Jay,
for Monahan, 4 days worth of 100,000s of people being there,
absolutely.
And now they're not there. What do you do with
they're
all that?
They're donating it to charitable organizations and the homeless and food banks and all that. That's what they're doing. So
it sends everybody again. I don't know that it changes your decision if you're making the decision saying, okay, we got to do what we have to do, but there is a major trickle down to a lot of this. We're not even talking about the stock market and what that's doing, but there's a trickle down to all of the hysteria that's going on. That's just changing, you know, for a lot of people that how they're going to pay their rent, and that's the part that nobody has an answer. But I feel bad about that these decisions are affecting a lot of people that aren't Rory McIlroy's, you know, aren't guys that we know and we talk about all the time. So,
well, there are a lot of golfers here at Amelia Island playing Oak Marsh today. I can tell you that the course looks fabulous and. Mike and I are probably going to get out there this afternoon. Yeah. That's what he said to me as he was leaving. He said, let us play this afternoon. So I get a playing lesson. Yeah. I get a playing lesson.
There you go.
So
hit it solid. Is that going to be your lesson?
Yeah, when he sees me swing, it's not going to be pretty.
Hit it solid. Hit it straight. Yeah. Like, that's all we got.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We do appreciate it. Thank you also to Roger Lee with CBD. Be sure to check it out. CBD oil at doseofhemp.com. Also, thank you to Mike Block and Danny Lee for both with the Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort. And be sure to check that place out if you're ever looking for a place to go stay or maybe a potential place to live the rest of your life. The Omni Amelia Island Plantation Resort is a great place to check out. We appreciate everybody's time. Thanks so much for listening to us. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.